You know the bed feels warmer, sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want.
Hi everybody, welcome back to Open Language. This is Tara.
And this is Adam.
And today we have an advanced lesson for you.
That's right. We're talking about something really fun.
Sure. It's big in the media right now in North America.
Yeah, it's a big Hollywood story, right? Hollywood scandal.
Right. It's the sexual harassment case against Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah, it's all over the news, right?
Right. So we're going to hear a little bit more about it today. And if you don't know anything about it, you're going to learn something about it. And lots of great expressions in this lesson.
Right. Especially dealing with crime and not even just crime, but also just like morally wrong behavior.
Right. Definitely. So take a listen and then we'll come back and we'll chat about it.
All right.
Harvey Weinstein was one of the most powerful movie producers in Hollywood until damning sexual harassment allegations recently came to light. Numerous women, including actress Ashley Judd, have accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment stretching back decades. Weinstein initially denied the allegations, adding, "The story sounds so good I want to buy the movie rights." But as more victims spoke out, the allegations started to gain credibility, and Weinstein was eventually ousted by his own company. Recent years have seen scores of women come forward to tell their stories about powerful men who use their power to harass women and force their silence. But for many women, speaking out and gaining support remain extremely challenging. As one tweet puts it, "Harvey Weinstein wasn't fired because his company found out what he was doing. He was fired because we did."
Okay, so the first thing we should probably mention here is the guy's name.
Yes.
Right? I will probably keep saying Weinstein.
Okay, like, and I said Weinstein,
I think. I mean, you know, you think about Albert Einstein.
Right.
It's, you know, the same name except with a W.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter because if you tune into the news right now, they're going to be saying both.
Probably both, yeah. And unless your last name is Weinstein or Weinstein,
yeah,
you may not know.
And I have a feeling that you guys, among you guys, there aren't a lot of Weinsteins.
It's traditionally a Jewish last name.
It's a Jewish last name. And I mean, that kind of leads us into the first line in this lesson. Weinstein is, well, I guess was now, you know, a very super successful Hollywood producer.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, a lot of Jewish people are Hollywood producers.
Right.
Steven Spielberg is a director.
Yes.
Weinstein, we can go on and on and on and on and on.
Exactly. And in this case, so what's come to light, which we'll talk about in a second, is that there's been damning sexual harassment allegations against him.
Damning.
Damning.
Damn you.
Damning is a great word.
Yeah, I do like it.
You don't use it very often, but it's basically, it puts a black mark on your name or your character. It makes you look really bad.
Right. So here it's an adjective, mm-hmm. damning. But like, you know, when I say like, damn you, you damn dirty apes.
Yes.
You know, that means it's a verb, right?
He's now, you know, just like when you say damn something, you're cursing.
Right.
And in this case, he is now cursed.
Yeah, it's true.
So
it's true.
He's not going to ever work in Hollywood again. No one will work with him.
Okay. So he is cursed because he is a guy that really, really, I want to say, enjoys sexual harassment.
You know, there's been a couple, and the culture section will explore this a little bit more.
Okay.
In, you know, the recent news, things that have been appearing. And so sexual harassment. Harassment in general is when you're behaving inappropriately.
Yeah, it's like unwanted behavior.
Yeah.
You know? Hey, sweetheart.
And it could be just even like bullying is a form of harassment.
It's true. It's true.
So it's not necessarily sexual, just you're picking at someone.
Right, exactly. Now, of course, when we add sexual, then it becomes not always men harassing women.
No.
90 8% of the time. Yeah. I'm guessing it's men harassing women.
Yeah, and it can be from something to the language you use.
Right.
Making statements about a woman's physical appearance.
Right.
To actually touching them.
Yes.
Or hinting at, you know, having sex with them.
And, I mean, Weinstein, there. If you guys actually want to open a newspaper or go online and check about some of the things that he did, they weren't always words.
No.
or touching.
No. Hey, let's have a massage. I'll give you a massage.
Yeah. Where do you keep the potted plants?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. And the most important thing, though, is, I mean, sexual harassment is a crime.
Yes.
We don't know if he's going to be charged with any crime.
Right.
Most importantly, though, in any crime, before it is proven,
right,
it is always an allegation.
Right. So it could be what we call hearsay. You know, like someone's just saying it. It may not actually be true. They just may hate the person.
Right.
But alleging something is kind of saying someone is to blame, but it hasn't been proven
yet. That is
the
key to that. So if I were writing in a newspaper or something, mm-hmm, I would have to say, like, the alleged murderer or the alleged assailant.
Right. Like, everyone knows they may be guilty, but until it is a judge says yes or a jury says yes, they are allegedly guilty.
Okay, that's good. I love that word, allegedly.
It's hard to say.
It is a little bit hard to say.
Allegedly.
But that's the adverb.
Yes.
And so, I mean, you could respond to anything like, oh, Adam, I hear that you, you know, are this sexually harassing monster. I could say, like, allegedly. It hasn't been proven yet.
Yeah, so it's basically any crime.
Right.
Yeah, because a journalist cannot say until, you know, they've actually been ruled guilty.
Right.
All right, and I used this expression earlier, came to light.
Okay, so before this was in the dark, in the shadows.
Yes, lurking.
Mm.
Came to light means appear or came to the surface.
Right.
Just people were aware of it.
They're aware of it now. Yeah. And it's, I mean, we always use this metaphor, light as understanding, light as knowledge. It's not just English.
Awareness.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. So what's an example of something that came to light?
Well, in this story, it was women, right? Lots and lots of women who, you know, basically before were maybe too afraid to come forward.
Yeah.
They were too afraid to, you know, announce the story. This guy was really powerful.
Right.
Right. And if you start saying things about powerful people, they can come after you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these women, though, including Ashley Judd, a very beautiful actress, accused him of sexual harassment stretching back decades.
Right. So this means it is not just recent.
Right. So you can stretch your body.
Stretch your arms out.
Oh, it feels so good. Yeah, this guy has been, I mean, he's been around Hollywood for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's stretching back. We could also say going back.
Right. I'd say maybe spanning back.
Oh, spanning, yeah.
It just means reaching back, going back many decades. So at least I'd say maybe 30, 40 years.
30, 40 years. Ugh. It's just so creepy.
Right. Right.
But what was his reaction to these allegations?
Well, basically, what would most people do when they're accused of something?
Deny, deny, deny.
Exactly. So he denied the allegations.
Mm, okay. So deny just means,
I didn't do it.
I didn't do it. It's not true.
I'm not guilty.
Right, not guilty.
So basically, when you, you're in court, you enter what we call a plea, and he's pleading not guilty.
Right.
So he is denying that he did anything.
Right, exactly. Now, this is initially, you know, the story has kind of developed a little bit since then.
Yes, it's going to come to light.
It will all come to light, especially as more victims speak out, right?
Right, exactly. You just mentioned victims. Now, these are the people who have suffered harm.
Yep.
Basically, more and more of these people are coming out. And as this is happening, these accusations are going to be gaining more credibility.
Okay, so credibility means people believe that, right?
Right. If you're a credible witness, it means people can trust you.
Right.
And if you're a credible reporter, that means you know, people know that you do your research. Mm. You don't just make stuff up.
Fake news.
It's
all fake news.
Right.
I mean, of course, you know the word incredible. You've heard it for years, but it's the same idea, right?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Like, I can't believe it.
Right.
So good. It's incredible.
Exactly. And as a result, the first thing the company did even though it was his own company, they ousted him. Ousted. I love this word.
It is good, right? Because it's always used in positions of power, right? Like you oust the president.
Government.
Well, you could oust the government. Good luck. But maybe like the government or the party could oust like a leader
right.
and put in a new leader.
And this could happen in a company too. The CEO could be ousted.
Mm.
And it's usually aggressive on the part of the company or whoever's kicking them out.
Right. It is basically kicking them out.
Yeah. It's not like, hey, can you just go? No, it's like, pack your stuff and get out now.
Yeah. Now I'm thinking, like, not that we don't have our own power.
Yes.
But, you know, if one day, you know, we get kicked out of Open Language, we're not going to be ousted.
No. It's usually very high level.
Right, 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 right.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Now, we've talked about the victims. And we've talked about this, you know, stretching back decades, this harassment,
right.
alleged harassment. And scores of women have come forward to tell their stories. Scores and scores.
Scores of women. It sounds good.
Yeah. Know,
binders. Binders full of women.
Exactly. All it means is a lot. It's
a
fancy
a
word for a lot.
Right, right, right.
And they're basically telling that this is the culture in Hollywood.
Mm.
And, I mean, in the past, we've done lessons on the culture in Silicon Valley.
Right.
Where it's very kind of male-dominated.
Right.
Hollywood, very similar.
It is definitely male-dominated. The big difference in my mind is there are lots of beautiful young women in Hollywood.
Will do anything to become famous.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
And these men in power know that.
Right.
So they harass these women and force them into silence.
Yeah. So, I mean, this is the thing. I'm as terrible as this story is, I'm not really surprised.
No.
I'm not super surprised. What is important, though, is now these women are speaking out.
They're speaking out. They're ganging together, in a good way, ganging together.
Ganging up, yeah.
And they're coming together, and they're all having a united voice.
Yeah, yeah, because if it were just one actress,
mm-hmm.
it would be very easy for the Weinstein Company to just squash that.
Exactly.
And I'm sure that's what they've been doing for years and years and years, stretching back decades.
Exactly. But now, you know, collectively, these women are coming together to speak out against, you know, this harassing behavior.
Yeah, usually when we say speaking out, it's always speaking out against something.
Right.
Speaking out against violence, speaking out against harassment.
Right. It's complaining about or criticizing about, but in a legitimate way.
Right.
Not, it's like a moral wrong or a social wrong or an environmental wrong, and you're now kind of voicing your criticisms.
And the one thing about voice is we have this technology now. It's called Twitter. I mean, I'm sure you guys know of it. I'm sure some of you have it, and don't try and tell me that you don't.
I don't. Well, I have it, but I've never used it.
Yeah, I have started to use it recently.
Yeah.
But the thing about Twitter is that you don't send messages.
No.
You send tweets.
Right, and that's also the verb.
You tweet things.
You tweet things.
Right.
Which means, you know, you're not putting it on Facebook. It's only you're using Twitter.
That's right. That's right. So as one tweet puts it, Harvey Weinstein wasn't fired because his company found out what he was doing. He was fired because we did.
And we here, I mean the royal we in terms of the entire public.
Right.
Or I don't mean, this guy means, whoever wrote this, is that the public found out about it.
Right. The company obviously knew. They knew exactly what was going on. Weinstein's lawyers knew exactly what was going on.
And he had worked in the company with his brother. So his brother would have known about it.
Well, that's what, I don't want to waste too much of you guys, of your time, but I did read today that maybe it was the brother that, you know, leaked some of this information.
Really?
Yeah, you know, it's possible.
Interesting. Well, you know, it's a wrong, right? Mm. And it's making him, or maybe he wanted Harvey's job.
He probably
wants
to oust his brother. And now, this is all hearsay. You know, this is alleged information.
Exactly. And so let's take another listen and check out that language again.
All right.
Harvey Weinstein was one of the most powerful movie producers in Hollywood until damning sexual harassment allegations recently came to light. Numerous women, including actress Ashley Judd, have accused Harvey Weinstein of sexual harassment stretching back decades. Weinstein initially denied the allegations, adding, The story sounds so good I want to buy the movie rights. But as more victims spoke out, the allegations started to gain credibility, and Weinstein was eventually ousted by his own company. Recent years have seen scores of women come forward to tell their stories about powerful men who use their power to harass women and force their silence. But for many women, speaking out and gaining support remain extremely challenging. As one tweet puts it, Harvey Weinstein wasn't fired because his company found out what he was doing. He was fired because we did.
Okay, so, you know, this is another controversial topic that we're covering. And what do you guys think? For me, one thing I really take away from this lesson is that last tweet. That he wasn't ousted because people knew about it or the company found out about it, because we kind of guess they knew.
Yeah.
It was more that the public found out about it.
Well, I mean, this is, you know, I need to be careful. I need to be careful here. But, I mean, there's an old phrase, boys will be boys.
Yeah, old
right?
boys club.
And the old boys club, right? I mean, these kind of ideas that even the president of the United States said, you know, like, oh, that's locker room talk. You know, when he was, accused, well, when evidence was shown of him saying some sexually inappropriate things.
Very inappropriate.
Just locker room talk.
You
right?
know, it's boys just will the boys. Be boys.
Yeah. The thing is now, like we said before, it's all in the open.
Yeah.
The Weinstein Company, whatever it's called, they knew about this.
Yeah. So, you know, what do you guys think was the big motivator or the catalyst? What made them actually fire him?
Right. Or just was there? What did we reach? Just reach what we call a critical mass of just enough women said, you know what? You know, screw this guy. This is just too much.
Yeah, exactly. And so, yeah, what do you guys think about this? Do you think it's something that is going to change? Are people just going to change the way they behave? Or are they going to just be more secretive about it? Let us know what you think.
Okay, guys, as always, thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Take care.